You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula: berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just two capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. Right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Ooh, savage.
I like to keep it real simple.
All right, it's about that time for a little bit of an update of my crazy, insane life. Today I'm going to be talking about not only the things that I've been doing, but the things that I keep overcommitting myself to doing. So I think that a lot of us can really, really sink into this and say, that is me. And why? Why do we do it? Oh, well, everyone knows how crazy my life is. I'm a list person. I have a list for things I have to do around the house. I have a list for work things. I have a list for a list for a list. Josh just makes fun of me. He's like, oh my goodness, what's on your list? But that's the only way I feel like I can keep organized, because I just have so many things going on in my brain that if I don't write it down at this point, I'm like, this is not happening. I'm not going to remember it, which really sucks, because my freaking memory, I will be the one people would call. Be like, hey, do you remember this? I'd be like, yes, it happened on this day. I was wearing this. You were wearing that. Like, boom. But then life happened. Everyone kept talking about, I know I've said this before, about the mom brain. And I'm like, I don't have that. Even though, listen, I'm gonna be honest, even after my son was born, I still was really good with it. It was like later on, I don't know, he was probably, you know what, maybe it was after the divorce. It might have been after the divorce that it got a little bit worse, because I felt like, oh my goodness, I have to, not only do I need to do this, but I need to make sure I'm kicking ass at being a single parent. So I think that I just literally had so many things going on in my head that I'm like, input error. Input error. You got no more storage full, storage full. So, I guess we can call it mom brain. I don't know. Or we can just call it super busy. But having that mom brain, I'm like, I literally need to have lists now. I'm telling you, I could remember everything. Well, I have that next week, and I've got this today, and I've got that tomorrow, and I've got that next month. Mm-mm. Now it is not happening. It is not happening. It's not happening. So kind of catching everybody up, my son has his birthday party coming up this weekend. So I have been planning his birthday party. I do my normal content. And by no means is this complaining at all. I'm just giving you guys updates. Not complaining. I love my life. I love my kiddo. I love everything that is going on. But I'm giving you updates because I know this resonates with a lot of you and how we take on so much. And then at the end of the day, we're like, what the heck? Where's this time? What's going on? The day just flew by. So son's birthday is coming up Sunday, October 22nd. Planning his birthday party. So excited about where we're going to go. We haven't told anybody yet because I want it to be a surprise. I will post a video because it's super cool. So I'll post a video about it. But planning his birthday party. The good thing is, when you have it somewhere else, you don't have to worry about, oh, I've got to get this decorated at the house, or I got to move this around, I got to do that. So there's a plus there, right? That I don't want to say you don't clean up, because I'm that type of person. When I get there, I'll put decorations out and then I'll clean up. But I think the fact that it's kind of in an area, right, in an enclosed type area, that you're able to see everything and you're not running around, well, I got to get this, I got to do that, get all the food put out, get the decorations put up, and then let the kids just go play and have a great time and really just monitor, right, the kids. And I will be partaking on this one. I'm sure all the adults will partake on this event as well. So I'm excited to show you guys. That will be out next week for sure. What we were able to do, but getting that stuff situated, I'm like, it's midday. I'm going to do snacks. We're going to do drinks, snacks, cupcakes, like the easy things. I think the older they get, the more you realize, all right, it makes sense to make it easy. Little bags of chips, maybe, you know, a fruit tray or a veggie tray, whatever. He requested fruit tray. So fruit tray, chips, drinks, cupcakes. I mean, I used to go all out with the cakes, and then as he got a little older, I think by the time he was three or four, I was like, nope, we're doing mini cupcakes instead of the big cupcakes because they get wasted. So, you know, you just kind of learn along the way. But I bought a big, oh my goodness, it's probably got 48 in there. It's a tin, a cupcake tin, but they're the small cupcakes. So takes one box, I think. One, maybe two boxes of cake mix, drop those in, and the kids love them. So they seriously, it's just way less waste because most of the kids just take the dang on cupcakes and eat the icing anyway. So I felt like I was always going around just picking up half eaten cupcakes. So I got smart. I'm like, okay, first it was cake. I'm like, okay, we're not going to sit here and cut pieces of cake for everybody. So then we moved to cupcakes. Then I was like, okay, these cupcakes are getting wasted. We moved to mini cupcakes. I just feel like, as a mom, you just look over those things and think, all right, what's going to be easier? What's going to waste less? I always overdo it, though, I'll be honest. I always have way more cupcakes, way more food. I feel like I would have way more, I don't know, way more everything, but I feel like I'd rather have more than not enough. So now that I feel like all of that is planned and done, now it's just making sure I don't forget to pick anything up. Instacart has been my friend. I love the fact that Costco has Instacart because now I think I save money. I think I do, because then I don't go in and spend on all the craziness. But anyway, so now I just have to remember, pick up everything and take it to the event. He's got a game in the morning, come back home, grab all the stuff, and then get out to the birthday party. Maybe that's why I have mom brain, because I have a bazillion things on top of, I don't know. I just have so many things going on. Because you have your work, you got your kid, I don't even have a personal life anymore. Yeah, I don't really feel like I have a personal life. Maybe I need to jot that down and put that down into my list. Hey, make sure you're scheduling some time for yourself. But this is what I was talking about earlier, right? We do, go, 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 and rarely have time for ourselves. So all of these lists and all of these things that I'm doing, getting the birthday party taken care of, I can't wait to tell you the other big thing that I have planned as well. So birthday party, work, I decided that I just didn't have enough, so I needed to add something. else. I'm just joking. I am going to be doing this second annual Make-A-Wish fundraiser. Some of you will remember last year I did the Make-A-Wish fundraiser. Let me tell you how that all came about. Jumped on a live feed with some random guy. Didn't know who he was, had no clue. He said, girl, I will take you out. I will drive up there. I said, no, sir. No, thank you. I don't know you. I will pass. I will double pass. Then we jumped on another live at some point, and we're just sitting there chit-chatting, and lo and behold, my son jumps in and calls him an axolotl face. He's like, what is an axolotl? And they start chit-chatting, and my son's like, oh, that's something that I've wanted a long time, but my mom says no, she can't get it. No, I didn't want it. It's an exotic pet. There was no way. It's super hard to keep alive. No. No, no, and no. What does this person do? This person decides, I'm not going to just get you one. I'm not going to get you two. I'm going to order three. So he orders three axolotls, sends them to my P.O. box, has the wrong P.O. box zip code on it. So those actually got sent somewhere else for the first day. Then they get shipped over to the right place. I'm in Michigan on a vacation at that point. I had to leave early. My best friend, luckily, thankfully, I should say, went to the post office and picked them up. One, unfortunately, did not make it. The other two, she had to go get this giant tank. We're scrambling, trying to figure out, how do you even care for an axolotl? I don't even know what tank they take. Is it fresh water? Is it who knows? I don't even freaking know. So she's taking a half day off of work. I'm trying to figure things out. We end up leaving our vacation early to come down to get these things. Cohen is so freaking excited. So excited about these axolotls. I'm thinking I've got to feed them shrimp brine and all this other stuff. I'm thinking this is not what I want to do. So we get back. We go to this exotic pet store. $700, almost $800 later on a fish tank and all of the pieces and parts that you're supposed to be getting. Oh, Lord. So he's super excited, loved the axolotls, but unfortunately one did not make it. That was about a month in, 3 weeks in maybe, and then the other one did not make it. And I'm on a live feed trying to figure out, how do I save this guy? How do I do all of these things? I'm trying to literally save it, like a 911, save it during a live feed. It did not make it, sadly, either. So the fish tank you see in my videos when I slide in, I literally am sliding in, and there's an empty fish tank in the background. So we're hoping to get him some actual fish for his birthday, so the fish tank isn't sitting empty. That is the plan. No more axolotls. But I digress. Let's get back to the story of the axolotls. So I didn't speak to this person because I was so annoyed that they gave my kid something that I knew I was not going to be able to help out with and eventually would make him sad. Didn't talk to him, maybe a month. Eventually, I said fine. He kept requesting to go live again. I said fine. And I think actually, let me back up. I sent him a voice to text, like a voice note, and pretty much chewed him out. And he felt horrible. He had so many apologies, but I didn't answer him. So eventually, I don't know, after about a month, he requests to go live again. And he's like, I'm so sorry. I was just trying to make your son happy. I was like, no. He's like, well, I was just trying to grant him, he wished for axolotls. I said, this is not Make-A-Wish. I said, you know what? I'm challenging you. You go work with someone and grant their wish in the chapter by you in Virginia, and I will go and I will grant a wish for someone here. So that's what we set off to do. I don't know how receptive his area was. I have no idea. Mine was so excited. Said, we would love to work with you. So right away, I helped grant a kiddo's wish to be an influencer. So I did that one, and then I kind of helped come in on a secondary wish as well. And I literally could not have been more thankful that all of this happened. Yes, it was sad. It was a happy moment. Then it was a sad moment when they didn't make it. But leading me over to work with Make-A-Wish has been the best thing ever. So after the first wish was granted, right before the first wish was granted, because it got canceled Yeah, it was rescheduled for like 2 weeks later. But in the interim, I said, hey, I want to do a fundraiser for you guys on TikTok. They were super excited and like, yes, absolutely, let's do it. So I did the fundraiser last year. It was a very big success last year was. And this year I said, I want it to be even bigger. I want it to blow the socks off of everyone. Because these kiddos, if I could literally show you their faces when a wish is granted, or they find out, hey, it's going to happen, or you're going to go to Disney, or you're going to go to Hawaii, or you know, this is going to happen. The statistics show that when these kiddos get their wishes granted, it gives them something more, something to look forward to. And I believe it's 80%, if not higher, of physicians and caretakers say that they notice a huge difference in the care. So when they are coming in and their wishes granted, these kiddos are like, now I have this, and they get excited. And instead of, you know, the same day in and day out of getting poked and prodded and all those things, they're like, well, I've got this to look forward to. And it helps change it, you know, their mindset, and helps them, you know, fight harder and things like that. So that's why this is really important to me, is how this all came about. I am a big firm believer in God sends things to you and things happen the way they're supposed to happen. So having all this happen the way that it did, now being such a big part of the donations coming in, especially from the TikTok side, really makes me feel like I'm helping make a difference in kiddos' lives. So that event is going to happen the following weekend. So my son's birthday is the 22nd. His party's on the 21st. The TikTok Make-A-Wish event will be held the 28th, 29th, and the 30th. So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of that following week, we'll be able to come on. And there are going to be some super fun guests that I have coming on with me. So it's going to kind of, the way I can kind of explain it is it's like the Masked Singer. So I will have a guest come on. They will be dressed up in a Halloween costume. No one is going to know who that guest is. And we will have to raise a certain amount before I can reveal who is under that said costume. And the guest that we have planned, I cannot freaking wait. I cannot wait. I don't know if anyone's going to guess. I don't know if anyone will guess like exactly who it is, because they're going to be really dressed up. And I will give clues along the way. So we'll have certain clues. You'll probably get it by the time I give like the last clue, I would think. But it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and for a great cause. The average wish that's granted costs about $10,000. So that's if a kiddo is wanting to go to Disney or wanting to go somewhere and take the family with them. So I want to be able to help as many kiddos as possible. I mean, I have a huge goal. Like I want to make $1 million. I would love to be able to raise $1 million for these kiddos and give as many of these wishes, like grant as many as we possibly can. But I want it to be a fun time, and we possibly might be granting a wish or two on that live feed as well. So again, it's going to be 28th, 29th, and 30th. I will be kicking everything off, and then we will have other creators that will be coming in after myself that will do live feeds and will be helping to, you know, to raise money for Make-A-Wish as well. This every dime, everything that comes in will be going to Make-A-Wish. Some of the rules that I had, as well as TikTok, is no one is allowed to have their gifts on. We had talked about me putting my gifts on because we all know that it's easy to screenshot before and after and be able to send the correct amount and all of that stuff, that I would know 100,000,000% that I would do that. We don't want to have any gray areas. So gifts will be turned off. A donation sticker will be put on for everyone's feed. So not just mine, but anyone that is going to be doing stuff after I get done, because we're gonna make it a weekend event, their gifts will be off. So anything that you donate will need to go through the Make-A-Wish sticker. Now, if you can't make it to that event, if you go to my TikTok page and you go to my bio, you click on the Make-A-Wish donation button that's on there already, and you can donate through that as well. But everything goes through into Make-A-Wish. And I get to decide, if I have it here in Cincinnati, I get to decide what portion will stay here in this area and what portion will go throughout. Last year, I did, the majority went to the national, so that means it goes everywhere. They disperse it everywhere in the nation, because I figured if people are donating from everywhere, let's make sure that we're spreading that love throughout the U.S. We just want to do our best in getting as many donations in as we possibly can and just being able to help out in any and every wish we possibly are able to. I would love for it to be, hey, we were able to do this many wishes this year, and then next year we can say we did this many more. So that's my goal, to continue to work with them and just grant as many wishes as we possibly can. So sometimes when you see me running around crazy, doing my live feeds, creating content, doing TikTok shop videos now, doing the podcast, all of those things you guys are able to see. You're able to see the videos. You're able to hear the podcast. You're not necessarily able to see what we work on the back end, or what I should say I work on the back end. Lots of meetings, lots of emails, lots of those things to get it organized and actually get it up and get it moving. So that brings me to the next part of, when do you say no? I will say it was very hard for me to say no in my 20s and even in my 30s and even kind of into my 40s. I think you get to a point where you're just like, I can do it. I'm Superwoman. Everybody needs me. I'm going to take that on. I'm going to take that on. And I'm going to take that one on too. And I can do it. And at the end of the day, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm taking all this on. I have zero time for myself. I need to figure this out. So I would say the last couple of years, realizing that the only person that's going to care about myself 100% is myself. And I know that sounds simple, but you might have one person, hey, can you do this for me? And they only see that it's one thing that you're doing for them. They don't see the 15 other things that you've already said yes to. So when they're asking you, you know, I mean, it's just an honest, hey, can you do this? And you're like, okay, fine. I like them, or they're nice, or I feel sorry for them, or whatever it might be, whatever the case is, you just pick it up and you do it. And I'm not saying it's a bad thing that you want to help out. But like I said, you are the only one that knows every single thing that you have going on. You are the only one that knows, have you given yourself a break? Have you done any self-care? Have you done anything for yourself at all in the last day, in the last week, in the last month, in the last year? Have you? And I know as a mom, you just get into that autopilot mode of, okay, son is first and foremost, you know, my kiddo, my kid has to eat. He has to make sure he's at whatever event he's at. First and foremost, he's got to be at school. So he's got to be at school on time. He's got to have food. He's got to make sure he's at his events. He's got to have his clothes washed. He's got to make sure that his grades are complete. And what homework does he have? All of those things. You're like, all right, that is autopilot number one. And then I'm guilty of this because I just answered an email back saying I would help, but room parent. Do you want to be a room parent? Do you want to volunteer at this school? Do you want to volunteer as a coach? Do you want to do this? Do you want to do that? So you have all of these extra pieces that you're like, yeah, I'll do it because I want to be involved and I want my kid to know that I love them and I want to make sure I'm present. And then you're like, oh my gosh, wow. Oh, I've got work and I've got this. And for some of you, you have additional kiddos, right? So it's like you're stretching yourself so thin that you forget that self-care time. And I would say over the last 3 years or so, especially when I started counseling, I remember my counselor saying, hey, what have you done for yourself this past week? And I couldn't answer. I couldn't answer anything legitimately. Did I take a long shower? Nope. I don't do coffee or anything like that, but did I go treat myself to a lunch or dinner? Nope. Did I go buy? Nope. And she stopped me and she was like, your homework per se is going to be do something nice for yourself at least once a week. And there were weeks I would go in and I would be like, I know I didn't do anything for myself. She's like, I don't care if it's going to buy a new $10 shirt or whatever. Go do something nice for yourself. And that kind of changed some things for me a little bit of, all right, do I always do that? No, but am I more self-aware of saying, hold on, I'm feeling stressed. I'm feeling like I'm being pulled in a zillion directions. What is going on? And I step back and I'm like, I'm not having my cup refilled. So have I done something for myself? Have I been able to step back and even if it's pick up a book and read a book so I'm literally like outside of my normal world? Or did I go and do any kind of self-care whatsoever? Okay, no, I didn't. Well, then I need to pause and stop, and I need to figure out whatever has me pulling in all these directions, something either I have to say no to, or I can't take anything else on, because every single day I get emails, can you do this? Can you do that? Hey, do you want to go here? Do you want to, you know, all of those things. And I have to know when enough is enough. And I think that, I don't know if it's a societal thing or just a mom guilt thing or something, that we just feel that we have to be everything to everyone. But I need to realize, and Josh tells me this as well, like, you are doing an amazing job with everything you have on your plate, but you can't be everything to everyone. And I realized that the biggest thing, I can't be everything to everyone and not be anything to myself. That's not fair. That's not fair to me. I feel like that's when those blow-ups come, where you're just literally spent. You're on that 11th hour or 12th hour. Your candle's burnt all the way down. You can use whatever little saying that you want, but you have nothing left in that tank. And then one little thing that probably never really bothers you, literally just straw that breaks the camel's back, and you are just done. You're crying at this point. You're tired. You're yelling. You're grouchy. You're done. You're done. And so I'm trying to figure out and get that smoothed out to where, if I'm starting to get to that point, I'm going to have to just continue to say no, which I've done a better job with. Hey, I'm sorry, I can't do that. Or, you know what? That doesn't fit in. Just, it can't happen. It's a no. And stop freaking feeling guilty about saying no. It's okay to say, you know what? If I take that on, it's going to put me to a breaking point, and I'm going to say no. Yesterday, I got an email. Hey, we're looking for more coaches, blah, blah, blah. We're short one coach. Why in my head did I instantly say, fine, I'll do it? And then I was like, you know what? No, absolutely not. You will then have to commit to being to every practice, which I'm typically at anyway. You have to commit to every practice. You're going to have to commit to every single game, which I normally am at anyways. But you also have to do extra planning for those practices, for said practices. And if you want to be a good coach, you're going to have to watch game film, and you're going to have to do all of these things. And I'm like, you know what? I would rather be a parent. I'd rather be a parent. I'd rather watch my kid, cheer my kid on, be present in that versus, oh, now I got a coach and I'm watching everybody else's kid at the same time as my kid. And am I really focused? And am I really doing this? Nope. I need to say no. I'm not able to do that, and be okay with not being able to do that. That's what I had to kind of come to that rationalization with myself over the last few years. Be okay with it. You don't have to be everything for everyone. The fact that you are at every practice, the fact you are at every game, that is good. That is more than good. He will always remember that. You do not have to step in and go that extra mile and stress yourself out more. And essentially, it could be less time with your child. Nope. You know what you can do and what you can't do, and it's okay to say no. What's crazy is when I look back and I think, okay, was my mom this way? Yep. Absolutely. My mom was always running. I mean, there's three of us in the family. My younger sister's 10 years younger, so there's a little bit of a gap in that, but always doing something, and she still does, always doing something for somebody else. Hey, can you come do this for me? Hey, I need you to help drop my car off, or I need this, or I need that. Okay, yep. And I look at her and I'm like, she has not learned the art of saying no yet. She's 69 and has not learned that. But I just think we have big hearts, right? And I don't know, I look back and I say, my mom did it. And then I look back, I'm like, my grandmother did it. My dad's mom did it. Why do we do that? Like, is it just something we feel like we have to be that? We have to be this superwoman? Or do we say this is what society wants us to be? Or do we say, well, this is the example that we had? Or is it just literally ingrained in us women that we feel like we have to? Doesn't matter where it came from, we need to stop that cycle of feeling like we have to burn ourselves out and burn ourselves to the ground to do for everyone else. Josh and I had a conversation last night, and he's like, You have so many balls in the air and you're trying to be perfect at each one and you're doing your damnedest and you are being perfect, but at what cost to your mental health and your physical health? And I agree with that. I completely agree. I said, you're right. And I've been thinking about how I can be more efficient with my time, thinking about what I can say yes to, what I can say no to, what I can take off my plate, what I can kind of delegate, and realize that I am just one person. And you know what? Why should I be a slave to everything else in my life? Why should I not be able to enjoy the things? Why do we run around in this dang on rat race all the freaking time? For what? Do I feel like I need to keep up with something or someone or anything? No. I don't need to do that. So I feel like your first step is being able to say no. And then the second step is, I am going to be the only one that 100% knows where I'm at mentally, physically, spiritually, all of those things. And I'm the only one that can say, no, I cannot take that on. Yes, I can take that on. Or I need to pause and give myself self-care. I think that we just have to break that cycle and break that mold of the Facebook, I'm the perfect mom, I'm the perfect this, I'm the perfect that. Listen, do I love Pinterest? Absolutely. Have I been on it lately? Hell no. Because I'm not trying to do, Josh probably kill me, I'm not trying to do any more Pinterest projects at this second. Although I am adding in the craft stuff because I decided I want to shift. I love doing my to the comment videos. Absolutely love it. And those will be every day. Maybe one day a week I will not do them, but those will be every day. I actually enjoy doing house flipping and crafts. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want this to be, oh, this is the only thing I'm going to do. I want to let you guys in on another part. So not only am I able to show you another side of me, but that's kind of self-care because I enjoy doing those things. So that's something that I came up with of, all right, I'm able to do kind of this quote unquote self-care by doing crafts and things, and I can show others and hopefully they're the actual good ones that we can all do and they're not like super hard, but I'm able to marry the two things together. I'm still putting things out, you know, videos out and doing fun stuff and doing stuff that I love so it doesn't seem like work. I get it. Not everyone has that luxury of changing what they do at their job. So I totally understand that. But when you come home at night, you know, is there some kind of routine that you can put into place where you get your 20 minutes or whatever? You know what? It's not the end of the world to give your kids screen time for 20 minutes or half hour while you can decompress for 20 minutes or half hour. I guarantee you, if you do that, then it's less just arguing and nagging and whatever else it might be because you're so tired. You have to also give yourself some time. Just like we look at our kiddos and we're like, well, wait a minute, they need some downtime or they need rest or they need this, they need that. We need to start doing that for ourselves. I don't think we do that enough. We're, oh yes, kiddo needs to be in bed by 9. Why? Because they need sleep. And then you sit your butt on that phone or you do whatever until midnight and you get up at 6 a.m. and you're like, well, I didn't get sleep. Well, we gotta do the same thing that we're telling our kids to do. Say no, don't overextend yourself and do the self-care. You know what? And on that note, I'm out.
Tired of endless diets and weight loss struggles? It's time to say goodbye to frustration and hello to results. Introducing Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD, your breakthrough solution to fight stubborn body fat. Imagine burning fat, balancing glucose levels, and regulating metabolism in just 12 weeks. This unique 2-in-1 product combines the power of two clinically studied ingredients in one revolutionary formula. Berberine, which targets abdominal fat, and OEA, which curbs your appetite. With just 2 capsules a day, Smart Metabolic Burn by BrainMD can kickstart your metabolism, fight stubborn body fat, especially that pesky abdominal fat, and support your weight management journey. And right now, save over 30% on Smart Metabolic Burn at GetSmartBurn.com. The lowest price anywhere. That's GetSmartBurn.com. Don't delay. Transform your life with Smart Metabolic Burn from BrainMD. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. Our products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.